Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball! Deep right center field! It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for game one of six in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on this Tuesday evening. Well, Gio, I'm going to bring you in on this one. We start with, unfortunately, a little bit of breaking news. Now, today was supposed to be the single-A debut for Yoelin Cespedes, the seventh-best prospect in the Red Sox organization. We don't know much, but unfortunately, he has been scratched from the starting lineup. So no Cespedes today as Albert Feliz instead will get the start. And actually, we're just getting some lineup changes.
We are.
Right now as we speak.
We
as
are.
Jim, our team historian, is coming in here to share those in the moment. Regardless, still should be a great series opener here in Southwest Virginia for game one between the Red Sox and the Fred Nats. Well, Gio, I bring you in on this, and yes, no Cespedes tonight, but I wanted to really focus on how high level this guy is. There's a lot of hype around the seventh best prospect in the Red Sox organization, and for good reason, too.
Yeah, it kind of stinks, right? We're moving on the fly up here. We get this news as soon as we're going on the air. So, again, bear with us a little bit because, like I said, we're moving on the fly. We're adjusting the books. We're trying to get it out on social media because it has been a big deal, right? It's huge. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Instagram. We got brand new lineups right in front of us right now. Shout out to our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, for flying around the press box, making sure everybody has the most up-to-date information. And, man, it feels like the president's coming in town.
I know.
With Cespedes' arrival. I'm sorry, Sox fans. You're going to have to wait one more day, it appears. Albert Feliz is going to be the designated hitter in place for Cespedes this evening. And we'll get into the configuration of the lineup as we move along. But, let's dig into it a little bit and give a little bit of a tease for tomorrow. Carter, we've talked about it a handful of times on the program thus far, how high, not only touted he is, but how much praise he has received. At the level, he's just playing such impressive baseball. I mean, you read some of these articles and some of the quotes out there. Now you have to take everything you read with a little bit of a grain of salt. But rumor has it he has the best raw traits of a hitter this early on in his development since guys like Rafael Devers and Xander Bogart soaring through the Red Sox organization. I mean, really, really impressive stuff. 18-year-old in 25 games down to the Florida Complex League this year, slashing .319. 400 and 615. The Cats got 16 extra base hits. That includes 10 doubles, 5 home runs, 24 runs batted in. I mean, plain and simple, he's been raking, right?
Yeah.
And he offers something nice defensively, too. Seems like the trajectory is a big league second baseman listed as a shortstop. We see that so often. That just kind of shows you that he can be versatile and play pretty much anywhere on the left side of the infield and then second base as well. And they see the future projection being at the four spot, but we're hype, man. We're hype, and you add him to an already loaded roster that's playing really good baseball as of late.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And I think some of the big league comparisons have been, you look at MLB Pipeline, Howie Kendrick's one that first comes to mind. Obviously, a postseason hero for the Washington Nationals in 2019, and, you know, somebody to your point who can you know, is listed as a shortstop but can slide around and play multiple different positions in the infield. So plenty of excitement here in Salem for Cespedes. We'll have to, unfortunately, wait until likely, hopefully, tomorrow to see him make his single-A debut. Again, that is coming in as of about 5 minutes ago. Yoelan Cespedes has been scratched from his single-A debut. However, overall, you look at things from a glance with the Salem Red Sox, and you look at it at a bird's eye view is a better way to put it. The Sox have been clicking on all cylinders as of late. The Red Sox, they come in overall at 36-33 on the season, and you look at what they've done the past 3 weeks. They've won back-to-back-to-back series for the first time all season long. They're coming off of a series in which they won 4 of 6 against the Augusta Green Jackets. And again, now you really feel like you have a nice little core group at the top of the lineup. So for Salem right now, things are going right at the right time, and just kind of feels like with the second half of play getting started, it couldn't have been at a better time for the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This team's been playing really hot. And the cool thing is, too, is everybody's too – you almost felt like you let the Sunday game get away a little bit. And, look, that's going to happen. You can't win every day. That's just baseball, right? But you're like, shoot, would have been nice to start 3-0. Well, the good thing is nobody in the Carolina League North started 3-0. So you're in fine shape. You're tied for the top. You're in great shape heading into a big series this week against Fredericksburg. And what a big series indeed, because, yes, Fredericksburg's finished just a tick ahead of you in the standings. Last time around, Red Sox finished 5th out of 6th. Fredericksburg finished 4 out of 6. That being said, the Frednats were in the mix for a lot of it for the top. I mean, they held the lead at one point when Carolina kind of went through their cold spell. Then the Nationals obviously kind of went through their own issues and struggled to win games down the home stretch, 5-5 in the last 10. But this is a team that's good, and both teams have the talent to compete in the second half. So this is a really big series.
Well, game 1 of 6 about to get underway between the Red Sox at 36-33 and the Frednats at 37-32. The Red Sox won 4 of 6 against the Augusta Green Jackets. The Frednats, on the flip side of things, have won 4 of 6. They did win 4 of 6, is a better way to put it, against the Downey's Wood Ducks at home this past week. So both sides coming hot and ready to go for the second series and the first full 6-game set in the second half of play in the Carolina League. We'll step aside and come back in just a moment as we take our first break of the evening as we continue to get you all set and ready to go for Tuesday Night Baseball here from Salem. Starting lineups on the other side of this break, and again, a new one here in Salem. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Getting y'all set and ready to go for Tuesday Night Baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark for game one of six in this six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Well, again, the starting lineups, there has been a switch that has been made in the last 5 minutes with Yoelin Cespedes, the seventh best prospect in the Red Sox organization, set to make his single-A debut. Being postponed, he has been scratched. We do not know what the issue is, but he will not be playing tonight for the Red Sox. However, still got a game to play and an exciting one here from Salem. And Mr. Heater, why don't we take a look at the starting nine for the Fred Nets?
Yeah, the Fredericksburg Nationals come out top of the order. Murphy Staley, he'll be wearing number 34 tonight instead of number 6. Worth noting for everybody watching at home, a little bit of a jersey swap for him tonight. He plays in the hot corner. Elijah Green, he wears number 21 and plays out in center field, one of the top prospects in the Fredericksburg Nationals organization, who's had a little bit of a strikeout bug so far in his career. He bats second and plays in center. Armando Cruz, he plays shortstop and bats third. And Braden Pimentel plays first base and bats cleanup. Royce Marquintana out in left field, he bats fifth. Sammy Infante bats sixth, he plays second base. Jose Colmenares is behind the dish today. He plays out behind the dish, like I said. Designated hitter tonight, Nate Ochoa. And then the right fielder, Christian Vaquero, rounds out the batting order. So one more time through, it's Staley, Green, Cruz, Pimentel, Quintana, Infante, Colmenares, Ochoa, and Vaquero. Brian Polanco on the hill, right-handed pitcher, wears number 24. And that's your starting lineups for the Fred Nets.
Here's who Polanco and the Fred Nets will be facing off against today. And this is the Salem Red Sox starting nine, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And again, a new one, fresh off the press, that was submitted about 10 minutes ago.
About 10 minutes.
Before,
we're running
yes,
around up here.
Literally. We got the whiteout going, ready to go.
I feel
but
like a chicken with my head cut off.
I may got to steal some whiteout in just a minute.
Oh, you need that? Here you go, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're going to go through this. Well, here is the new starting nine for the Red Sox, and it's unchanged with the top two. Leading off is the shortstop, Nizan Zitadello, gets the start in the leadoff spot here today, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. No stranger to that spot for Nizan Zitadello and the Red Sox. And the two-hole, it's the third baseman, Antonio Anderson. You go from the 8th best prospect to the 18th. And then now, in the 3-hole behind the dish, it is going to be Brooks Brannan behind the plate today for Salem, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. So 1-2-3 goes Zanatello, Anderson, and Brannan. In the cleanup spot, it's the center fielder, Nellie Taylor Jr. And playing first base and in the 5-hole, it's Fraley Encarnacion. Batting 6th and at second base, it's Marvin Alcantara. So 4-5-6. Taylor, Encarnacion, and Alcantara. In the 7-0 playing left field today for Salem, Andy Lugo, who continues really to rake for the Salem Red Sox team. He's tied for the league lead in doubles with 19 on the season and does have a .269 average. That is, depending on how you look at it, either the second or third highest average on the team. Brooks Brannan currently has the highest, but he's still not technically in that qualifying hitter's row.
Sure.
Should be coming up, though, in the next couple of days. Albert Feliz is in there, the big guy. The DH, Big Al, will bat 8th, tonight's designated hitter. Again, that was originally supposed to be Yoelin Cespedes, the DH, in the 3-hole. He gets scratched, so Big Al, Albert Feliz, is in the 8-hole as tonight's designated hitter. And rounding out the starting nine in right field is Stanley Tucker, wearing the number 10 in the home white. So 7-8-9, Lugo, Feliz, and Tucker. And on the bump for the Salem Red Sox, Luis Cohen. For him, this is start number 13 on the year. 3-5 record, 4.21 ERA. He's been fairly solid. 51 and a third innings pitched. He does have 40 strikeouts to just 19 walks. So again, or 70 walks, excuse me. So again, it's been a good year for Luis Cohen. Exciting to see what he does here this evening. And you look at what he's done recently for the Red Sox. The last time he took the bump, it was a loss to the Augusta Green Jackets 6 days ago. He went 4 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs. It was earned. 4 walks and 3 strikeouts. So for Luis Cohen, trying to bounce back after Well, I say bounce back. He took the loss, but again, another strong outing on the bump for Luis Cohen. So trying to maybe continue some momentum after the last appearance.
You know what I just did?
What?
You'd think I'd learned my lesson after all the tweets I just put out and the texts and whatnot.
Did you write in the former?
I just wrote in the assessment slide.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It happens. Like I said, we're kind of scrambling up here. We're reading off stuff, passing the whiteout back and forth, writing stuff in.
I got to say, though, we can't even be upset about this because to Liam and everybody's credit, this is the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Like, they've been so good with not changing things all year, you know. It's bound to happen.
Unforeseen circumstances. Again, we don't know a ton, not to shy back away to this situation, but we have pretty much wrapped up on Luis Cohen. So back to Cespedes. Don't really know what the issue is.
I would guess just a little jet lag.
I would hope so. I don't know when he got in town. We were, you know, there was some alluding to about maybe this move taking place a couple of days ago, but it wasn't official until today. So I don't know when Yoelen was told about the move to Single A Salem, but hopefully it is just that. A jet lag situation here in Salem. But if we get any word, we'll certainly let you know and keep you posted on the status of Yoelen Cespedes. But again, it's a good one here in Salem this evening. The Red Sox, just a refresher, they come in at 36-33. The Rednecks come in at 37-32. And Salem, they come in at 2-1 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. On the flip side, for the Rednecks, same type of deal. They come in at 2-1 in the North Division. In fact, everybody except for the Downeast Wood Ducks are 2-1 to start the second half of play in the Carolina League North. The Red Sox, too. First time they faced off against the Rednecks this season. Meeting number 1 of 24 coming up. You got 6 coming up here in Salem. And then actually, the Red Sox go on the road for about 2.5 weeks, and then the Rednecks come back to town for a mini 3-game set before another home 6-game set follows against the Carolina Mudcats. So these two sides will get familiar with each other fairly quickly here in Salem. Taking a look at the Rednecks on the flip side of things as we continue to just kind of go on the fly in our pregame report, there is a lot of talent on this Fredericksburg Nationals team. You look at the Rednecks overall, 3 top 10 prospects, 4 top 11 prospects, and it's headlined by a guy who, quite frankly, is still trying to get things going at the professional level, in Elijah Green, 4th overall pick 2 years ago in 2022. He's going to play center field tonight for the Rednecks, but you got Elijah Green as the 6th best prospect, again, all according to the MLB pipeline. Christian Vaquero is the 9th best prospect, and Harleen Susana is the 10th best prospect in the system, a right-handed pitcher. You also can't forget about Travis Sakura. He's the 11th best prospect in the system. And then Armando Cruz is the 26th best prospect in the system and is starting at short tonight. So, again, a lot of talent on this Rednecks team, and which is refreshing to see here in Salem as the Stars kind of hopefully will ball out here this week in Southwest Virginia.
Yeah, this is probably the most star-studded roster that's come to Salem this year, which is pretty cool. And, you know, the Red Sox have a pretty star-studded roster as well, especially if we see Cespedes this week, which I think we will. And it's going to be fun, no doubt about it, Carter.
Right there with the Lynchburg Hillcats. The Hillcats had 4 of Cleveland's top 11 coming to town. The Rednecks have 4 of Washington's top 11 coming to town. So the Stars will be out in full force here this week in Salem. It should be a great series. The Red Sox are playing good baseball. The Rednecks are playing good baseball. And a little bit of new blood here in Southwest Virginia as well. Well, first pitch is going to be on the other side of this break as we continue to roll on to game 1 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Rednecks and the Salem Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. First pitch on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Final chords of the national anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, for game 1-6 in the 6-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. It's a gorgeous night in Southwest Virginia. It should be a gorgeous week of baseball. And starting us off for the next 6 days on play-by-play duty, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Well, appreciate it, Carter. And again, an embarrassment of fantastic weather here in Salem. I mean, you almost do feel embarrassed to talk to other broadcasters across the league and say, yeah, we've yet to be impacted by weather here, have yet to have a delay longer than 10 minutes, and another fantastic Tuesday evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia as we gear you up for a 6-game set between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. The Nationals are a team that were very in the mix for the top of the Carolina League North in the first half. They faltered towards the end and ended up finishing one place ahead of Salem, fourth in the Carolina League North. And again, in the first half, 35-31, they ended up 6.5 games back of Carolina. The Mudcats won it all. 5-5 in their last 10 games was a big reason as to why, but they did win their final two games of the first half. 15-15 at home this season under the Fred Nats, and 20-16 on the road. So much like the Salem Sox, about 500 when playing at their own Virginia Credit Union Stadium, but terrific on the road. How about this, Carter? Despite it all, when they win big. Plus 17 run differential. Salem in the first half, they were minus one.
That's close. Yeah, I mean, Salem was about a 500 ball club in the first half. And when your run differential is minus one, well, that's about right on par. But now the Red Sox have plus five run differential in just the first three games of the second half. So Salem ready to roll here in the second half of play and ready to roll for a big week of baseball here in Salem.
We're ready to go. It's game number 7 of a 12-game homestand here in Salem, and it's game number 1 out of 6 this week between Fredericksburg and the Red Sox. Murphy Staley stands in. First pitch on the way, and he looks at a fastball down and away off the right arm of Luis Cohen. 1-0 the new count, and at 7:07 p.m. we are underway on a fantastic Tuesday night in the Roanoke Valley. Luis Cohen gathers at the belt, takes a long look in, winds and fires. 1-0, swing and a tipper back to the netting, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Murphy Staley wearing number 34 tonight, if you're wondering why he's not in his typical number 6. A little bit of a jersey switch for Staley here this week. 1-1. First pitch on the way. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away. 85 on the slider below the zone, and it's 1-2.
I love the unis of the Fredericksburg Nationals. This is my first time seeing them in person. very much like the Red Sox, models the Washington Nationals.
Their whole uniform, and they honestly, these are their, in my opinion, least flashy of the set. Here's the 1-2 on the way to Staley. Breaking ball rings him up on the outside corner. Strike three, and Cohen starts with a strikeout, one gone.
And a little bit uncharismatic of Luis Cohen. Not a big strikeout guy. Just 40 coming into the night, but nice start to his evening. And again, has pitched fairly solid as of late. One up, one down, and now you got some momentum here as you get to Elijah Green.
Luis Cohen, 3-5 on the year with a 4.21 ERA. He's pitched 12 games, starting every single one of them, 50 1/3 total. First pitch to Elijah Green. He swings, rockets one into the air, foul right side, nothing and one. Elijah Green, one of the top 10 prospects in the Washington Nationals organization, 20-year-old out of Windermere, Florida, played his high school ball at the very high-level IMG Academy, the 0-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball, down nothing at two. Strikes out more than anybody else in the Carolina League, a strikeout rate of over 52%.
Yeah, it's just not come around here to start the year for Elijah Green. Now, the Nationals still believe he's got the tools to be an impactful big league player, but still trying to get going here at the single-A level.
No balls, two strikes. Cohen deals. Breaking ball misses high and in. And the count now 1-2.
And you got to feel like with a strikeout rate like that, it gets to you a little bit mentally too, right? With two strikes, you're like, oh my gosh, like here we go again. 1-2, he's behind once again.
First round pick for the Nationals in 2022. Here's the 1-2. He swings and misses. Got up with a breaking ball down and away. Green strikes out. And Luis Cohen's got two.
Yeah, great start for Luis Cohen. One looking, one swinging on the breaking ball, low and away. And gets to another top 30 prospect in the form of Armando Cruz.
Armando Cruz digs in from the right side, so you go righty, righty, righty in the top three. 20-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, first pitch. And a fastball sizzles down and away outside of the zone, 1-0. Cruz, a 230 hitter, has one home run in 16. Runs batted in. Number 26 prospect in the Nationals organization. 1-0 offering. He swings and misses. Got him with a 94-mile-an-hour heater on the outer half. Ball at a strike for Armando Cruz. Cohen gathers, winds, and fires. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away once more, and it's 2-1. Cruz was ranked as high as number 7. In the organization back in 2021, a guy that they thought so highly of and just kind of has trickled his way down the prospect list, the 2-1. He swings and nubs it foul. It's rolling right side, could roll back fair. Brandon gathers, picks it up, and doesn't have a play. I mean, that is as crazy of a backspin back into fair territory infield single as you'll get, and Armando Cruz is aboard with two gone.
You may go to a baseball game every single day for 365 days a year and never see a play like that for the rest of your life. I mean, that is one of the crazier things I think I've ever seen on a baseball field. I mean, that ball, if you're listening, it curled around. It went into the grass down the first baseline.
It went into the grass. That backspin is ridiculous. The way it came off the barrel in an 85-mile-an-hour slider. Brings up Brendan Pimentel from the left side. And a pickoff over to first sees Cruz back in there head first safely. Well, Brendan Pimentel, this is the bat to look out for this week. 24-year-old out of El Paso, Texas. Played 2 years at Mississippi State, appearing in just 24 total games. First pitch, he swings and laces it foul left side. Nothing at one. He's a 276 hitter with four homers and a Carolina League leading 52 runs batted in on the year. Transferred from Mississippi State to Texas Rio Grande Valley of the Western Athletic Conference, playing 2 years there. The 0-1. Check swing, pitch misses down and away. He didn't go, and it's evened up at a ball and a strike. Pimentel hit 377 with 12 homers and 402. With 19 homers, his first and second seasons at UTRGV. Runner off of first, two gone, and a pickoff to first. Cruz back in there with a head first slide.
Yeah, and it earned him an opportunity, right? I mean, that season, here in the Nationals organization, leads the Carolina League with 52 RBIs.
Undrafted free agent, the 1-1. Runner takes off, pitch misses high. Brandon, a cannon down to second, and it's in front of the covering Nizan Zanatello. A swiped bag for Cruz, puts a runner in scoring position. There is nobody in the league more dangerous than Brandon Pimentel, arguably, with runners in scoring position. He's first in the league in RBI with runners in scoring position. He's hit 49 of his 52. Second in hits with runners in scoring position with 28. And he's fifth in batting average with runners in scoring position. He hits 346 with runners on second and third. The 2-1. He swings, cranks it right side of the infield, scooped up by Alcantara. Short throw to first in time, and it brings the inning to a close. Base hit for Armando Cruz. He swiped a bag to get to second. No biggie. He's stranded in scoring position. Luis Cohen sits him down in four. Two strikeouts in the frame, and we go to the home half of the first on a fun Tuesday here in Salem. We're scoreless back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a Tuesday here in Salem. The Red Sox ready to go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. It's Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannon all set to dig in for the Sox. Well, Carter, I get it. Yoelin Cespedes not featured in the top three. He was scratched as the designated hitter from tonight's lineup. Albert Feliz will DH in the eighth spot, but still a loaded top three. The first pitch to Zanatello. He swings, rockets it deep, foul down the left field line over the fence. Allowed. Nothing in one to get going tonight.
Yeah, just a little bit out in front of that one for Nizan Zanatello. But yeah, to your point, still a lot to like at the top of the order. And regardless, Yoelin Cespedes is here.
Yes.
That's the other thing to...
A one. Breaking ball misses high. 1-1.
Like, we're going to see him soon, regardless.
Agreed.
So this is going to be a fun little... top of the lineup for the Salem Red Sox.
1-1 to Zanatello. He swings, lifts it the opposite way, foul territory, right side, and it falls into the seats in the third row. 1-2. Brian Polanco on the hill, 6'2", 22-year-old righty out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, another hotbed for baseball prospects. The Red Sox have a handful of guys from Santo Domingo, much due to the Fredericksburg Nationals as well. There's the 1-2. This is down and away with a breaking ball, and the count evens up at 2-2 for the 188 hitting 19-year-old out of St. Louis, Missouri, with four homers and 10 RBI on the season for Nizan Zanatello. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs high. Misses off the top of the mitt of Colmenares behind the dish, and the count worked full. The defensive infield tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Murphy Staley plays third. Armando Cruz at second. Sammy Infante in the middle infield as well. Payoff pitch. Misses down and in. A full count walk to lead off to Nizan Zanatello. That's a good way to start.
Great AB. Great AB. You fall down early in the count. Continue to work it. Now a leadoff walk. And Antonio Anderson now an opportunity to get things going.
Brandon Pimenta to round out in the infield. He plays at first. Royce Marquintana out in left field, Elijah Green in center, and then out in right field, Christian Vaquero. Here's Antonio Anderson. The switch hitter digs in from the left side. Runner off of first, nobody out. The pitch. He swings, rockets it, foul right side. Another well-hit ball on the first pitch. Fed him a breaking ball, and he yanked it, nothing to one. Antonio Anderson hitting 150 with four homers to his name. 20 RBI, but has really elevated his game the last handful of weeks, really in the month of June in total. 0-1 to the Atlanta native. And a fastball runs down and away, 1-1.
And I think, too, with Antonio Anderson, obviously you saw the walk-off single he had last Tuesday. And then was picking up a couple hits here and there on Sunday. Had a single up the middle. Lost to the Augusta Green Jackets.
1-1 the count. Runner off of first. The pitch. He swings. Chops it. Foul on a breaking ball. Right side. Drops him to 1-2. Well, Anderson has played the most games of anybody on the Red Sox roster this year. He's played 62. Second most. Marvin Alcantara has played 60 games. So for being the youngest, they're giving him the most work.
Yes.
So it happens when you're a third-round pick. The 1-2. Anderson lifts it high into the air. Shallow center field. Underneath it, Elijah Green giving it chase, and he makes a head-high catch for out number one.
And calling off the shortstop, Cruz, to make the play. Almost made that catch. Crashing up against the infield turn. Elijah Green had to run a long way for that ball. Goes down as a fly. But yeah, to your point about Antonio Anderson, just to put a bow on that. Not getting many off days, and which is also, I think, helping him grow from a mental standpoint, too. You know, the numbers are not probably where he wants it to be, but the fact that he's playing every day, I think, is key going forward.
Brooks Brandon, a red-hot twig, digs in from the right side. Runner off of first, one gone. Pick off the first, Zanatello slides in head first. And a close play, but he got there.
Yeah.
Just a little closer than comfort. Brandon, the 20-year-old out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Ninth-round pick in 2022 out of the Red Sox. Played at Randleman High School. Pick off again to first. And Zanatello back in there safely. Brandon has yet to see a pitch. He's a 333 hitter, entering his fourth week of play at the single-A level this season. 8 RBI, 2 home runs already. Good for a homer. Almost once a week at this point. Polanco finally brings home the first pitch, and Brandon looks at a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing in one. Curveball just fell right into the top of the zone. One the count for Brandon.
You know who else went to Random in high school, by the way?
Who's that?
Richard Petty.
No kidding. Oh, one to Brandon. He swings, dribbles it left side of the infield. This is through a slow roller for a base hit. Hit them where they ain't. First and second with one gone for the Sox in the bottom of one.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Right through the left side, and not really a play for Armando Cruz as it gets through. And now all of a sudden, first and second, one down. Nellie Taylor, an opportunity to put the Red Sox on the board here in the first.
Didn't kill it off the bat. Just 80 on the exit velocity, but hit it to the great spot between Staley at third and Cruz at short. And it sets up Nellie Taylor Jr., one of the lone true lefties
yes.
in the lineup for the Red Sox. First pitch. And a fastball sizzles the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. You can hear it smack off the mitt of Colmenares behind the dish in the battery for the Fred Nats. First and second. One gone. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first here in Salem. One to Taylor. Fastball hammered. Line drive right side down for a base hit. Zanatello is stopped at third. And the bases are loaded for the Sox with one gone.
And a nice read down at third. Because with one down, you don't want to get thrown out at the plate. And now he hit an 84 off the bat. Not crazy hard, but hard enough where it kind of one-hopped Vaquero out right. It was going to be able to come up throwing on that play. And now all of a sudden, a little bit of a situation if you're the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Well, the Sox are just hitting as of late, Carter. They've won 3 series in a row. They've won 7 of their last 10 games. They've won 11 of their last 16. This is a big reason as to why. First pitch, and Fraley chops it left side of the infield, gloved by Staley. Trying to turn two, gets it to second. Back to first in time. Inning-ending double play. Man, the Sox had them loaded with one out, and they do exactly what you don't want to do to keep it scoreless, and we go to the top of two. Still scoreless in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of two on a Tuesday night here in Salem. We're scoreless between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. 5-6-7 due up for the Fred Nats, ready to face off against Luis Cohen in his second inning of work for the Sox. Luis Marquintana, the left fielder. Sammy Infante, the second baseman. And Jose Colmenares, the catcher behind the dish tonight. All ready to dig in for Fredericksburg. We're in the road grays. The Red Sox decked out in their home whites tonight. And, well, I understand Yoelin Cespedes was scratched from the lineup. Number 7 prospect in the Red Sox organization. And some are disappointed on social media and here tonight at the ballpark. They'll have to wait another night for his single-A debut. But there is still so much to be excited about with this Red Sox team. They've won 3 series in a row, 7 of the last 10 games. First pitch to Quintana, a sizzling fastball at 94 on the outer half for a strike, nothing and one. 11 of their last 16 ball games won for the Sox. No loss, by the way. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, rips through the inside corner for a strike, quickly nothing and two. No loss has been separated by more than 2 runs, except 3 weeks ago, an 11-7 defeat at the hands of the Down East Wood Ducks. Other than that, even losses for the Sox have been incredibly close. 0-2 to Quintana. Swing and a line drive, hit into center field, and it drops in front of the center fielder, Nelly Taylor Jr., for a leadoff hit. Well, swinging on the 0-2, Quintana cranks one. 94 off the bat, Carter.
Yeah, just got a little bit too much of the zone there. Not looking at TrackMan, not a terrible pitch on the outside corner. Quintana just did a nice job flipping it out in the left center field. And, you know, for a minute, GR was like, oh, Nelly Taylor Jr.'s going to get to that ball because he gets to everything.
Yeah, true that. We've seen a handful of Superman-esque catches, looking like Seidon Rafaela at the top of the organization. Sammy Infante from the right side. He looks at a breaking ball and down it away in the count now 1-0. Runner off of first is Quintana with a leadoff base hit. Both teams hitting early. 2 hits for Fredericksburg, 2 hits for Salem. We're in the top of the second with nobody out if you're just joining us. 1-0 to Infante. He swings, lifts it way high into the air, popped up left side of the infield. Underneath it is Zanatello. And the 19-year-old out of St. Louis corrals it for out number one.
Yeah, nice to get the out there after the leadoff single. Kind of stop the little bit of bleeding, just a tad. And, you know, for Cohen, too, he's given up the 2 hits. Obviously started the game with the 2 strikeouts. He's a guy that, you know, he's going to go out there. He's still going to pound the strike zone, so you're going to see a lot of balls put in play.
Here's Jose Colmenares. He looks at a breaking ball down and away in the count now. 1-0. Your umpire crew tonight, Pedro Torres behind the dish. Richie Arredondo out in the field. Runner off of first, the 1-0. He swings, loses his bat, yanks it to the top of the netting on top of the Red Sox dugout, nearly cleared into the seats, and fouled it away in the process. It's 1-1. I mean, he flew that bat.
That bat hit the very – here's the replay on MILB TV. I don't know if you'll be able to see it here. But the bat hit the very top, to your point, of the netting down the third baseline. That
could have been dangerous.
First off, that takes some strength there to be able to do that as well.
Runner off of first, 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. He swings, gulps it right side, skying towards the party deck foul. 1-2.
Cohen, two now ahead, 1-2. I mentioned very little strikeouts out of him typically, but an early pitch would be nice here. Maybe not a bad time to run if you're Infante in the Fred now.
Has two strikeouts already so far tonight. Faced four in the first, surrendering one hit. Cohen from the belt, the 1-2. Fastball chop left side, scooped up by Zanatello. Toss to second is there. Fire to first in time. Double play to end the inning for the Sox. Well, each team with a double play early on, and we go to the home half of two. Still scoreless here in Salem with the hits even at two apiece. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of two on a Tuesday night here in Salem. Scoreless ball game between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Sox. 6-7-8 due up in the Red Sox order. It goes Marvin Alcantara, Andy Lugo, and the designated hitter, Albert Feliz. Second inning of work for Brian Polanco on the hill for the Fred Nats. And part of the Red Sox with two base hits. They loaded the bases in the first inning, but Fraley Encarnacion, just unfortunate, grounds into an inning-ending double play.
Yeah, kind of hit it in the wrong spot. Kind of spiked it down the third baseline, filled it there, and then a nice play by Staley down to third, though.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go home on the play. Instead, decided to turn to second, got the out there, and then the throw to first was in time for the DP. But at the same time, on the flip side, Luis Cohen induces the double play ball, and here we go in the bottom.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, looks at a first pitch breaking ball on the outer half for a strike, and the 226 hitter is down nothing in one. 19-year-old out of La Victoria in Venezuela, the 0-1. He swings, chops it left side, it trickles foul. He's down 0-2. Hit 229 in May after just 149 in April and has exploded. He's hitting 304 in the month of June. It was as high as 323 at the midway point of last week, the 0-2. He swings, laces it on the ground, left side, past the diving glove of Armando Cruz. Leadoff single for Marvin Alcantara, and there that man goes again.
Yeah, just continues to stay hot. I'll tell you what. First off, the Red Sox are going to get swings off against Polanco. Already the third hit of the day. Hitting balls hard, and for Alcantara, too. Sure, he was hitless the other day, but as you alluded to, 3-for-4 the day before. The day before that also had a two-hit game. So Marvin Alcantara's been a big piece of the Salem Red Sox order, despite even all the top prospects coming in and getting the headlines.
Here's Andy Lugo from the right side. First pitch on the way. And a breaking ball, misses downstairs. Throw down to second and a head first slide. Sees Marv back in there safely. Nothing to one the count for Andy Lugo, a 268 hitter in his own right. San Cristobal, Dominican Republic native. 16 RBI on the season. Has a runner off of first. Nobody out in the bottom of two. Pick off to first. Back in there. Got that right hand back to the bag in time. Still nothing at one. We've seen Polanco pick off quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the Sox have been more aggressive on the base paths as of late.
And of course, Alcantara with some speed as well.
Nothing to one to Lugo. He swings, gulfs it high into the air, popped up left side of the infield, now towards foul territory. Underneath it, Staley, the third baseman, adjusts and makes a head-high catch about 2 feet away from the line at the third base bag, and there's one gone.
That brings a Big Al now. What a story this could be for Big Al, too, if he ends up just mashing today.
I tell you what, everybody disappointed that Yoelin Cespedes, the number 7 prospect in the Red Sox organization, was scratched from the lineup as the DH. Big Al put in his place with a runner off of first, one gone. Righty on righty, first pitch. He swings and misses on a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball high and in. Took a big hack, it's nothing and one. And I got to love the traction that he has gained on social media in the last, really, 20 minutes or so. After the news broke that he was scratched, everybody's saying, no worries, we got Big Al, we're good. The 0-1, and a breaking ball misses down and away, 1-1. And some people are saying things like, Big Al career game incoming.
Oh,
this
okay.
And, that. And you know what's even cooler? The name Big Al?
Uh-huh.
That started on this Salem Sox
broadcast.
That's
what I was thinking, yeah.
And it's gaining some traction. Runner off of first, 1-1 to Feliz. And a breaking ball misses high. 2 balls and a strike.
I kind of felt bad because I don't think they call him that down there. And before or after the game when I did the post game with him the other day, I referred to him as Big Al.
Well, I asked him last year how he felt about the name. He said he loves it.
Oh, okay.
2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. He swings, knifes it foul into the seats behind home plate, 2-2. Now, he's hitting just 125, but he has 6 homers and 22 runs batted in on the year.
And he's only in there probably about three games a week, and the 6 homers leads the team.
Get this, Carter. 3 of his last 4 hits have left the yard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
well,
or nothing.
Well, think about I got a challenge for you.
Okay.
See if you can picture the last time. I'll wait 1 second.
2-2. Misses downstairs. He jumps up into the air in excitement. It's 3-2.
Do you have – I can only think of one base hit that we've seen here from Big Al all year long that was not a home run. I know there was more than that. There's only one that
comes
to
last
mind.
Week.
The double is what I remember, down the left field line.
Yeah. Cranked it. I mean, he's good for triple-digit exit velo.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what. Runner off of first to payoff. He swings, blasts it high into the air, left side, foul territory, and it does escape over the net, over the Roanoke Times Pavilion.
That
ball just soars.
Ever too.
94 off the bat on a fastball down and in, and even when he doesn't get all of it, feels like it stays in the air for forever. A monster from the right side. Payoff pitch. He swings, drubs it foul, left side, staying in there at 3-2.
What about a little, like, infield single, chopped down the third baseline, Albert Feliz, beats it out. That would be energetic.
I would love anything.
I would love anything, too.
Because his personality
fantastic.
Is so contagious.
Always
it's a guy
that,
you root for.
Always has that smile on his face, just loves playing the game, and really is, from what we can tell, so well liked here in Salem. And Boston still loves the bat speed because it is there.
It is. If he can develop, look out. Payoff pitch. He swings and just gets a piece of it. It stays on top of home plate. Got a piece of a breaking ball at 80 on the gun, low in the zone, and he still fights it off. We're at 3-2.
The other thing, too, about that post-game interview that really struck me, that impressed me so much about him, is obviously English is not his first language.
Yes.
He did everything he could to make sure he could do that interview in English. He wanted to do that interview in English.
Awesome. Pick off to first. In there safely with a head first slide, Marvin Alcantara. Well, it feels like an eternity ago, but a reminder, he led off this inning with a base hit. We're in the bottom of the second. Scoreless ball game. 3 balls, 2 strikes for Albert Feliz from the right side. With one gone for just joining us here in Salem. Polanco deals, payoff, runner goes. He swings and misses. He strikes him out. The throw down, and they didn't get him. Oh, I thought for sure they had to strike him out, throw him out. And Marvin Alcantara is safe at second with a swipe back. That was close. You'll take it if you're the Sox. 2 gone.
Richieri Dondo, I should say, excuse me, in the field today. Thought for a minute he was going to call him out. He kind of reared back for just that split second and then the safe call, but you'll take that if you're the Salem Sox.
Here's Stanley Tucker from the right side. Two gone, runner off a second. First offering. And Tucker looks at a breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Tucker, 149 hitter, a homer, 14 ribbies. Carter, we'll never forget that Stanley Tucker home run, the grand slam over the left field fence. Got in there with the bases loaded and delivered when the Sox needed it. About a month ago here in Salem. 1-0 to Tucker. Fastball sizzles on the outer half for a strike, 1-1. Well, Stanley Tucker played 1 year at Texas A&M after playing most of his collegiate career at the JUCO level, and unfortunately his Aggies, a tough defeat last night. They lost in the national championship to the Tennessee Volunteers in the College World Series. 1-1. This is down and away with a breaking ball, 2-1.
And unfortunately just lost their head coach as of an hour ago.
Yeah, and even more unfortunate, Clark, why don't you tell everybody where he's going?
He's gone to the University of Texas, ooh, which in College Station,
That's a punch in the face.
Yeah, that university is not well-liked.
Two balls and a strike, the pitch. And Tucker knifes it foul, left side, 2-2. That's more than a punch in the gut. That's a punch right in the nose.
Yeah,
to go to
especially Texas. With Texas, going to the SEC. They're going to be conference rivals now.
Oh, yeah.
Not only just in-state rivals. Like, they're going to be playing each other every year.
I cannot wait for them to play in football this year.
Oh,
that was long. That should have never stopped, in my opinion. Many people believe
Texas,
that.
Texas A&M.
And you get it back this year, that is going to be sensual. All kinds of aura.
Oh, yes.
In that game. Runner off a second, two gone. 2-2 to Tucker. And he lifts it high into the air. Left side. About three guys run it after it, and everybody is called off by Armando Cruz. The shortstop gathers it in foul territory for out number three. Well, the Red Sox put another runner in scoring position in Marvin Alcantara after a leadoff single and a stolen bag, but couldn't make anything come of it. We're still scoreless, heading to the top of three. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of three on a Tuesday night here in Salem. We're still scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Salem Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as Fredericksburg ready to go 8-9-1 in the order. Nate Ochoa, the designated hitter for the first time tonight, followed by Christian Vaquero. And then back to the top with the third baseman, Murphy Staley. Luis Cohen on the bump for the Sox, decked out in the home whites tonight, wearing number 27, enters his third inning of work. And Carter, he's been solid thus far. Sure, he's surrendered two base hits, but he has two strikeouts to his name, sat him down in four in the first, and then thanks to a 6-4-3 double play, faced the minimum in the second.
And has thrown just 25 pitches, too, through two, which I think is such a key factor in this one this evening.
First pitch to the very tall righty and Nate Ochoa. Look at him just stand in that batter's box, Carter.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a presence from the right side. Righty on righty matchup for the 193 hitter. The 1-0. Fastball runs high, and the count now two balls and no strikes.
Listed at 6'4".
He looks more than that.
Yes,
in my humble opinion. Now, I am 5'10", so I guess everybody looks tall. Here's the 2-0. Fastball in there for a strike. 95 on the gun off the right arm of Cohen. 2-1.
Ochoa out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Seen a lot of folks from Canada recently.
2-1. In there for a strike. breaking ball at 85 on the outer half. Deuces wild for Nate Ochoa. Get this. So, dad is from Canada. Mm-hmm. Mom is from Cuba. That's a rich background right there. I mean, you got two awesome cultures. The 2-2. He swings, hits it high into the air, deep right field. Underneath it, Stanley Tucker. The wind takes it. He ranges back in with three steps to his left, but makes a hip-high snag for out number one. Boy, he kind of had to reread that thing in the air, Carter.
Yeah, I think he may have misjudged it just for the slightest of moments. He did have the time to readjust, but he kind of twisted to his right, and I think he realized the ball was going to fall in just a bit more shallow. Had to move to his left and eventually made the play for out number one.
It's Christian Vaquero from the left side now. 154 hitter, two homers, 15 runs batted in on the year. Ready on lefty. Nobody on, one gone. The pitch. The fastball dances him off the plate high and in. The count now 1-0. Well, Fredericksburg, as we've talked about so many times, Carter, very, very college heavy in their drafting as an organization. 1-0. This is inside. Gets away from Brandon, and it's 2-0. But when they add international free agents, because it is really not their main approach, much in contrast to organizations like the Red Sox, they add them big time. Here's the 2-0. Chop foul right side, 2-1. And the number 9 prospect in the Nationals organization, Christian Vaquero, is an example of that. The 19-year-old out of Havana, Cuba, played in 42 games at Single A last season. Signed as an international free agent in January of 2022. Two balls and a strike for Vaquero. Cohen deals, 2-1. Misses downstairs with the fastball, 3-1. Signing bonus, $4.925 million. That was the highest in his class and a Nationals organizational record for an international prospect. 3-1. Fastball outside and a 5-pitch walk for Vaquero in the 9-hole. I mean, the best way to show that you have belief in a guy is to award him that kind of coin, the most in the organization's history for an international prospect.
Well, and they signed him in that 4.9 range. Their international pool that year was around 5.1.
So they gave him almost everything.
Pretty much everything.
Murphy Staley stands in from the right side, back to the leadoff man, and we're going to get a ball.
I'm so confused. Yeah, what? Pedro Torres behind. I thought I saw him call time before a pitch was delivered. Okay, interesting. Okay.
So Luis Cohen was just assessed a balk. And that puts a runner in scoring position with Vaquero at second. Staley struck out looking his first time up tonight. Righty on righty. First pitch. He swings and misses on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Handcuffed him high and tight. It's nothing and one.
I don't know if there's any way we can get a replay from our center field camera. If not, no worries to our production crew, but Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire, kind of slightly threw his hands up momentarily before a pitch was tossed, and that's why Cohen stopped.
Fastball clips him on the right hand high and tight, and he's hit by a pitch. So now after a walk and a hit by pitch, two freebies from Cohen, and there's runners on first and second with one gone. Brings up Elijah Green. Sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization digs in from the right side. Center fielder struck out swinging his first time up, and as we mentioned, strikes out more than anybody else in the Carolina League. Strikeout rate of over 52%. And it was a fitting start to his series here in Salem. 167 hitter does have five homers on the year. First and second, one gone. First pitch. Breaking ball in there at the knees for a strike. Nothing and one.
Well, now you'd like to see a double play ball again if you're Luis Cohen and company. Elijah Green, very still menacing presence in the box.
0-1, runner takes off from second. Pitch called a strike and a swipe bag for Christian Vaquero as he makes it runners on the corners. First and third for the Frednats.
Yeah, and he pretty much had that bag stolen before the pitch was delivered. Got a great jump off of Cohen.
Still scoreless in the third. No balls, two strikes for Elijah Green with one gone. Strikeout would go massive here for Cohen.
Yes.
The righty gathers at the belt. Kicks and deals. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down and away. It's the third K of the day for Cohen. Second strikeout for Elijah Green, and he's as advertised, I would say.
Yeah, big strikeout there for Elijah Green. For Luis Cohen, rather, against Elijah Green. Beautiful breaking ball, though, and outside. Way out in front of that one was Green, and that's what you needed in that situation. And now an out away from escaping the jam unscathed.
There's Armando Cruz, the 26th best prospect in the organization. First pitch swinging, grounder left side, scooped up Zanatello. They grab the force at second with a flip to a covering Alcantara for out number three. We go to the home half of the third. Despite runners on the corners with one out, Cohen works out of the jam and keeps the Frednats off the board. 0-0, bottom of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third, a huge Tuesday in the second half of the 2024 season in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you to take you along for the ride. And Carter, a 2-1 start for everybody in the Carolina League North. This series between Fredericksburg and Salem really sets the table for how the second half is going to get going.
Yeah, because you got about 2 months and change left to play, including this week. And that's a lot of baseball. But you want to get off to a good start, something the Red Sox did not do in the first half, per se.
First pitch to Nizan Zanatello, and he looks at a breaking ball on the inner half for a strike. Nothing and one. Top of the order for the Sox. Second time through for Brian Polanco in his third inning of work. The righty deals, 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses down and away, skips away from Colmenares, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike for Nizan. Nizan Zanatello, the 19-year-old out of St. Louis, who we were so excited to have at the beginning of the season, and then started on the IL, the 1-0. He cranks one left field down for a leadoff base hit. 109 off the bat for Nizan Zanatello. Crushes a changeup to his pull side, and the Sox are in business.
He's now reached both times today, walking a single ripped through the left side. Nizan Zanatello, I think we've seen it the past four or five games, kind of started to get things going once again.
Yes.
Had an RBI double on Sunday after homering on Saturday. RBI double on Friday as well, so Nizan has seen the ball well. It had a good time for the Salem Red Sox.
Another guy who started to get it going, Antonio Anderson. Righty on switch hitting lefty, but a pickoff to first, and Zanatello in there safely. One-time Georgia Tech commit, Antonio Anderson, drafted in the third round by the Red Sox. Spent considerable time on the showcase circuit as well in high school. Played for Team USA, played his school ball at North Atlanta High School. First pitch, he swings, chops it foul right side, nothing at one. Matter of fact, the same high school as Isaiah Drake.
Yeah.
Of the Augusta Green Jackets. He was drafted in the fifth round by the Atlanta Braves. I mean, when do you see at a public high school, mind you, two top five round picks in Major League Baseball? I mean, that's really something.
And we're both going to Georgia Tech, too.
That's even...
They were going to be teammates, yes, with the Yellow Jackets.
Now, that's not... That is cool. That there's a lot of Atlanta guys that end up at Georgia Tech, 0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. Or at least in that area. It's
sure.
Such a big area.
And a great area for high school baseball, too. But, yeah, same high school. Top five rounds. Braves and Red Sox. Really
historic,
couldn't be
franchises.
Much better, yeah.
Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Slow roller right side, and it goes foul, 1-2.
You got to be careful if you're a catcher today after what we saw in the first.
I guess the only guy that made out better is Isaiah Drake because he got to play for the home team.
And he's playing, yeah, I mean, he's playing minor league baseball 2.5 hours away from home. Not that we're too crazy far away from Atlanta, but Augusta is hop, skip, and a jump away.
I think Antonio would say, I'll take the extra $1.5 million on the signing bonus and head up to Boston. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Anderson. He swings, laces it on the ground up the middle. Perfect for a double play. Scooped up by Cruz. The fire to first is there. Round number two, they double him up.
Second of the day for the Red Sox. I mean, he rolled it. May have broke his bat on that one, too. Right up the middle. And Cruz, who was just waiting behind the second base bag, stepped on second through to first. We saw that the other day, too.
Yeah.
Two down.
In favor of the Sox last time, though. From the right side, sun's out, guns out. Brooks Brannon, first pitch swinging on a breaking ball down and away. It's nothing at one.
And he rolled up the sleeves this time. Last time, he didn't have him rolled up on the side.
By the way, Carter, Nizan Zanatello, who was cut down as a part of that double play, the 0-1, he swings and misses. Got him with a high fastball. Quickly nothing at two. At 109 off the bat, that was the hardest hit ball of Nizan Zanatello's career. Shout out to Josh, our player development expert, with the expert insight. 0-2. Swing and a roller right side to stay alive. It's nothing at two.
You know, Gio, very random. I'm getting my second random phone call today from a number I don't recognize. Orlando, I got one from Pittsburgh earlier today. I didn't pick up.
You know, I bet I know what they're doing. They're calling you, and they're saying, "What gives? Where is Cespedes?"
Pittsburgh and Orlando.
That's something. Number 7 prospect, Yoelin Cespedes, was scratched from the lineup tonight. Here's the 0-2, Brannon. He swings and misses. Got him with a high changeup and sits him down. An unconventional 1-2-3. Base hit to start out for Nizan Zanatello. Hardest hit ball of his career to this point, but a double play and a strikeout. And for the second time, Polanco faces the minimum. We head to the top of the fourth after this. We're still scoreless in Salem between the Red Sox and the Nationals. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth on a sunny Tuesday here in Salem. We're still scoreless between the Nationals and the Red Sox. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play. My partner, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni. He'd appreciate you there. Got the little effect there, bringing the headset
closer.
You gotta
bring it in nicely.
Exactly. Top of the fourth in Salem. Scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox in game one of the 6-game set. It's been a good one so far on this gorgeous Tuesday evening in Southwest Virginia. 4-5-6 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Brandon Pimentel, Rice Marquintana, and Sammy Infante in the order. First pitch, she winds and fires, and it's taken for a strike in her half. Fastball at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. Fourth inning of work for the right-hander Luis Cohen. 3 innings so far. 2 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. 0-1 misses, hideaway on the fastball, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Pimento with the bounce out. Back in the first, 4-3 put up. Marvin Alcantara, he digs in from the left side. 1-1, just misses low and away. Fastball below the knees, and it moves the count to 2-1. You mentioned the connection with Brandon Pimento, Mr. Heater, with his dynamic senior season. at Texas Rio Grande Valley in 2020. 3-2-1, and he swings and lifts it. Left center to his right, Nelly Taylor. He's there. Comes in and makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Royce Marquintana.
Yeah, he can hit the ball. I'll tell you that. Probably the most impressive and really consistent hitter for the Fredericksburg Nationals this year. Sometimes all it takes is a chance, right?
Oh, you start
undrafted free agent.
You start your career at Mississippi State, and that shows how highly he was thought of coming out of high school as well. First pitch winds and fires. It's a breaking ball that sails low and away, and the count starts at 1-0.
You know, I'm curious. I wonder if there were any. Sometimes a lot of those guys that end up at those big schools in the SEC, there was thoughts to go out of high school.
1-0. And he takes it for a strike. Fastball in or half of the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1. Probably. Probably. Absolutely.
I mean, you look at Nizan Zanatello, one time committed to Arkansas.
Yep.
Antonio Anderson to Georgia Tech.
1-1. Swung through and tipped off the mitt of Brooks Brannan. And hopefully that's mostly what it got as it moves the count to 1-2. Yeah, I mean, it's such an interesting conversation. It's something we'll never know the feeling of, but
right.
It does have to be challenging. And, you know, it's a good thing because it's what those guys wanted. For a 17-year-old kid to have to decide, and Nizan's was probably a pretty easy decision. 1-2, breaking ball low and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nizan's was probably an easier decision. Second round pick, the money he got to come to
yes.
Boston.
I think fourth round is where that cutoff comes, where it's like, okay, what do I do?
Sure. 2-2, breaking ball low and away, count runs full.
And everybody's situation's different. And now with NIL, it opens a whole different door. Now, baseball's not getting the same money as your football players.
No, but those SEC schools.
Right. There's a reason why half the College World Series was SEC.
3-2, and he takes it for strike three, inside corner. Luis Cohen dialing it up, number 4 on the day, and there's 2 down.
That's a nice pitch. Able to find the inside corner, another look on MILB TV. Just attacks him, and Quintana knew it. Looked at a strike, sits down, 2 gone in the fourth. Best frame thus far for our guy Luis Cohen.
There's Sammy Infante now from the right side. First pitch, and he sees a fastball high and outside. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. Sammy Infante, a former 71st overall pick in the 2020 MLB draft. Second round compensatory pick, 1-0, and he sees a strike at her half. 1 ball, 1 strike. And keep in mind, Gio, that 2020 draft was only 5 rounds.
Yeah.
So if you were drafted that year,
you're stuck.
They saw a lot in you.
Yeah. Hasn't quite panned out as quickly.
1-1, he swings and rips it down the left field line, foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
But one thing you'll notice, again, every organization does things differently. Washington, a little bit slower for
yep.
almost everybody as far as their climb goes.
1-2, breaking ball sails low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Sometimes instead of one season or a little over a half a season at one destination, it might be more like a year and a half. As many as 2 years.
Sure.
And that injuries play a factor.
2-2. He swings and rips it into straightaway center. Moving back is Nelly Taylor. Is there. And makes the catch for out number 3. Luis Cohen's dealing. 3 of 3 down. And he's scoreless through 4. As we move to the home half of the 4th in Salem. Scoreless between the Red Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available.
from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox in game one of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening.
Well, folks, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kite tom, and federal criminal cases.
First pitch to Nellie Taylor Jr., and he sees one low and away for a ball. Count starts at 1-0.
Call 540-354-5890 for more information. The Fishwick fourth, get up and stretch.
One ball, no strikes, and it misses low and inside, sailing to the backstop. Moves the count to 2-0. Fishwick and Associates.
Lawyers for the people.
That's great. Nellie Taylor Jr. from the left side is 1-for-1 with a single. Back in the first, 2-0, he swings and misses. Moves the count to 2-1. Taylor, Fraley, Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara. Brian Polanco, the right-hander, back on for his fourth inning of work. 2-1, and he swings and pops it up. Down the left field line, it trickles foul, and it evens up the count at 2-2. 48 pitches on the day for Polanco. Luis Cohen is 56. Of course, he's completed four. Polanco tried to do just that. 2-2, he winds and fires. He swings and bounces it foul, first base side. And Taylor stays alive. Nellie Taylor Jr. in center field this evening. By the way, weather this evening, 88 degrees. Wind at a minimal, 3 miles an hour. 2-2, wave and a miss. Got him strike three. For Polanco, that's number three on the dais. Taylor was out in front. And one up, one down here in the fourth. Brings up Fraley Encarnacion now from the right side. Last time up for him, he bounced into a double play back in the first. First pitch, kicks and deals. Taken high and inside on the fastball. And the count starts at 1-0. The Red Sox had the bases loaded, one out, after a Nellie Taylor Jr. single. And then a bouncer down the third baseline was fielded by Staley, 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike and a half. Evens up the count at 1-1. Throw to second in time. And then the throw down to first was there for the 5-4-3 DP. 1-1. Misses low and in. Moves the count to 2-1. Fraley still, though. You know, it's funny because Brooks Brandon's tearing the cover off the ball, hitting over 320 right now. 2-1. Wave and a tipper back to the screen. Evens up the count of 2-2. Amongst qualifying hitters, Fraley Encarnacion leads the way for the Salem Red Sox. 275 average, two homers, 16 ribbies. And if you remember, he didn't even start a season here in single A. Hit just a .150 in the FCL, 2-2, wave and a miss. Low and away in the dirt, tag applied, and two up, two down via the K.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Sox are struggling a little bit here against Polanco. They were hitting on him early on in the ballgame, and now he's up to four strikeouts, three consecutive Ks dating back to the third inning. So he's starting to get into his groove a little bit.
Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. First pitch, and he sees one low and away. Count starts at 1-0. Four hits on the day for Salem. Two for the Fred Nats. One ball, no strikes. He curls and unfurls. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes on Alcantara, who singled back in the second.
Get it going here with two outs.
You know, didn't reach on Sunday for Marvin Alcantara for the first time, 2-0, and he takes a strike inside quarter. Two balls and a strike. For the first time, and it feels like forever for Marvin Alcantara. We mentioned he had three straight multi-hit games coming into Sunday. Three hits on Saturday, 2-1. And he sees a strike, or check that, sees a ball.
right at the knees, outside corner.
There you go.
Moves to count to 3-1.
Yeah, Marv, 6 multi-hit games this month in June.
3-1. He swings and rockets it down the left field line. That ball is way out of here. Number 2, Marvin Alcantara. And the Red Sox lead it 1-0.
How about that to break the seal in a pitcher's duel? How fitting that Marv takes it yard, having the best month of his minor league career up to this point. Crushes it 103 off the bat, hit it 383 feet. He just gets a fastball at 90 on the gun, high and tight on the inside corner, and he turns on it. Turned in a big way.
Well, Quintana didn't even turn around to watch that ball leave the yard, and here's Andy Lugo, first pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner on the fastball.
Carter,
count starts at 0-1.
I was just saying, 6 multi-hit games in the month of June. That's after 7 in May and April combined.
And Lugo chops the breaking ball, foul, third base side. No balls, 2 strikes.
Now he's got 7 multi-hit games this month. So he's doubled up what he did in the first 2 months combined just in this month. This just goes to show how much of a tear he is on right now.
And it brings up the conversation. 0-2, misses high and away, moves the count to 1-2. And if we have to, we can continue this conversation into the next inning. But with Yoelis Cespedes here, 1-2, he swings and chops it third base side, foul. Lugo stays alive. Now, granted, it's minor league baseball. You're going to be mixing things up if you're Liam Carroll. But at full strength for the Red Sox, Yoelis Cespedes is listed as a shortstop. Now, the big league prospects out there. 1-2. He swings and rips it down the left field line. Coming on Quintana on the run, and he makes the play moving to his right for out number 3. But the Sox get a run. Solo shot off the bat of Marvin Alcantara makes it 1-0 as we move to the 5th in Salem between the Sox and the Fred Nats. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the 5th we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game 1 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday night. 7-8-9 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Jose Colmenares, Nate Ochoa, and Christian Vaquero against the right-hander Luis Cohen on for his 5th inning on the bump. A righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. Here's Colmenares from the right side. He's 0-1, bounced into a double play. First pitch, and he swings and pops it up down the right field line. It falters foul, and the count starts at 0-1. So continuing our conversation from the 4th, Yoelis Cespedes, those scratched from the lineup today, the 7th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, while he's here in Salem, 0-1, he swings and nubs it foul, first base side, quickly 0-2. Now, he's listed as a shortstop on MLB Pipeline. Any really professional account, per se, that covers the Red Sox sees him as a shortstop currently. However, 0-2, he swings and lines it left side, coming on Lugo, and he makes the catch for out number 1. One up, one down, and here's Nate Ochoa. Designated hitter is 0-1 on the deck. So, Yoelis Cespedes is listed as a shortstop. However, A lot of insiders project him at the big league level as playing second base and playing some at third. First pitch from Cohen, and it skips in the dirt. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. Now, we don't know what Liam Carroll's plan is and what Boston's plan is for Yoel and Cespedes down here in Salem. However, to play your A-tier lineup, per se, and I get minor league baseball, you're going to be shifting guys in and out. But oh, he swings and lifts it foul down the right field line. Evens up the count at 1-1. Do you play Cespedes at second? Nizan Zinotello plays short. Antonio Anderson plays third. Now the DH position is open. 1-1, and he swings and nubs it foul back to the netty. One ball, two strikes on Ochoa. Because when you look at the team as a whole, sure, again, it all works itself out. Guys always take days off. You're going to be mixing guys in there, playing different positions. But who are you taking out right now? 1-2, and he swings and lines it into left center. This will get down for a base hit. One out single, the bat of Ochoa. And the Frednats are set up here in the fifth. Because Fraley Encarnacion down at first base, first off, he's tremendous defensively, both at first and at third. But he leads the team in average. Brooks Brannon is hitting over 320. Now, a smaller sample size, but he's going to play behind the plate and a little bit of first as well. But then, first pitch, runner off from first, squares around a bunt, pulls back, throw to second will be not in time. So a stolen bag for Ochoa. And they're going to say Vaquero went around on the pitch. So the count starts at nothing and one. But then Marvin Alcantara just continues to hit. 2-for-2 today. Playing second base. And again, the DH is going to be open. 0-1. And he swings and pops it up foul. Third base side. No balls, two strikes. But who's coming out, right? Like Nelly Taylor Jr.? No, probably not. I mean, he plays as good of a outfield as you possibly can imagine here in Salem.
What a wonderful problem to have.
Absolutely. Andy Lugo? 0-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball and a beauty. And there's two down on Cohen's fifth strikeout of the day. Back to the top we go. Murphy Staley, the third baseman. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a hit by pitch. Off a second Ochoa, two down here in the frame. First pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner. Fastball at the knees. Starts the count out at nothing and one. Top five here in Salem, 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Frednats. And the 0-1. And he takes a high and tight fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. But of course, like today, you look at the lineup as a whole, and Danny Gutten, day off. Daniel McKelvenny, day off. Who has gotten more opportunities the past 2 weeks? 1-1 from the bell. In the dirt it goes, and what a backhanded stop by Brooks Brannon to keep Ochoa down at second. 2-1.
Brooks is elite. He really is. And we talk about how him playing first base is only going to help him appear in games too, but he's still got a future at catcher, and I know Kyle Teal is the future of the organization, and you look at that and see, okay, where else can Brooks play? But
sure,
he catches a nice ball.
And you always have to plan. 2-1. And he sees a ball just low beneath the zone. 3 balls and a strike. You always have to plan for multiple guys in the spot.
Yes.
Because not everybody pans out.
Not only that, but
injuries.
You're going to have multiple catchers on your roster.
Of course.
Regardless.
3-1, he kicks and deals. And he swings and laces it down the left field line, moving back Lugo to his right. And he makes the catch on the edge of the track for out number three. Well, Staley hit it hard. But the Frednats strand a runner in scoring position as we move to the home half of the fifth in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Got a good one here in Southwest VA on a gorgeous Tuesday night for baseball here in Salem. 8-9, one it goes in the Red Sox order. Albert Feliz, Stanley Tucker, and Nizan Zenizala. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. Hope you can join us all week long for the six-game set between the Salem Sox and the Fred Nats. Here's a big out. Albert Feliz from the right side against the right-hander Polanco, who is on for his fifth inning of work. First pitch, he kicks and deals. And he swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and your helping saves the lives of struggling students with blood disorders. Oh, why? Breaking ball low and inside evens up the count of one and one, and your help and save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. 1-1, and he swings and crushes it down the left field line. It will fall way foul, and it moves the count to one and two. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. 1-2, and he swings and tips it off the mid of Colmenares, and Big Al stays alive.
Tipping it off of Big Al's bat's good enough to break a finger. You got some action in the Sox bullpen if you're watching on MILB TV. That appears to be Mikey Sansone.
Yes, sir, it does.
What a lefty southpaw for the Sox. He's been incredible. And with him coming on the bump out of Tuesday, you feel like you're in good shape. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
One ball, two strikes. He winds and fires. And Big Al takes one high and tight. It evens up the count at 2-2. Well, it makes sense. That's likely it for Luis Cohen. Five innings so far. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball low and away, and there's one down here in the fifth. So to the 9-hole we go. Stanley Tucker, the right fielder from the right side. But yeah, Luis Cohen, five innings, three hits. Five strikeouts, one walk. His season ERA is down to 3.83. Continues the deal for the Red Sox. First pitch, and Stanley Tucker sees one high and tight. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. 71 pitches, so you can understand why that would maybe be it for Cohen. 1-0, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Evens up the count of 1-1.
Yeah, this is kind of that point in the game, right? You go out there with a new arm for the sixth inning. Business as usual at this level.
1-1. He swings and chops it third base side. Staley on two hops, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number two.
Did you see Polanco hit the deck?
Yeah, he did. He was I don't want to get in the way of that.
Yeah.
Two up, two down, and back to the top we go for Nizan Zenizala. The eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization steps in from the right side. 1-for-1 on the day, a single and a walk. He's reached both times. First pitch from Polanco. Kicks and deals. It's a breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. I'll tell you what, too. We were talking about this with Albert Feliz. Talking to Nizan Zenizala postgame on Saturday. Oh, one. Wave and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Just so impressed by how he carries himself at 19 years old.
Really impressed. I mean, not enough words. That is something Boston is going to love. You
of
and I
course.
Have talked about that to great extent the last couple of weeks.
Oh, two. He swings and skulls it back to the screen.
It's one thing to say wise beyond his years, but mature. I mean, clearly, at 19 years old, a leader in the clubhouse.
Yes.
And just acts the part of a big leaguer.
0-2. Breaking ball low and inside. Moves the count to 1-2.
His personability. Saying all of the right things. Like, his camera presence. He has the makings of a future star.
1-2. And he swings and chops at a breaking ball. Third base side foul.
It's not natural for guys to be that quote-unquote media trained.
Especially in 19.
Especially at
19. Never played, even though he could have, big-time college baseball. Went straight to the Boston Red Sox system.
That was the most big league interview either one of us have ever done.
1-2. Takes a high inside fastball, does the Zahn. Opens up the count of 2-2.
That's not a knock on anybody else, but that is something that if somebody in Boston catches their eyes on that, and I don't know that they will, but if they, that's just something they're going to love about
him.
Of
course.
Because in a place like Boston, sure, you have to do it anywhere, but especially the media attention you get playing for the Red Sox in Boston,
and
it's kind
pressure.
Of a different level.
Yes. 2-2. He swings and rips it down the left field line. It's a fair ball that rolls into the corner. Around first is on. He'll head to second, and he stands up with a two-out double here in the fifth.
Have a day, Nizan. A walk, a single, a double. What can't this guy do, right? We talked about his maturity. Going up to the plate. Facing a strugglesome slump the last couple of weeks where he was 0 for 24 at one point. Went on a five-game hitless streak. That's all about the development, right? Changing a little something in his approach. Changing a little something in his swing mechanics. And all of a sudden, he's getting more comfortable. He's right back to hot bat like he was to start out his single-A season. And single and a double today. That was a well-hit baseball once again. Scolded it. So 109 off the bat earlier today on the single. That one was
107.
And this time he was fed a breaking ball.
Yep.
It's a little something extra when you hit a breaking ball 107 versus a fastball.
And a great at-bat, too.
Yeah.
To foul off the amount of pitches that he did. Lacing it down the line and cruising into second with a two-out double. Justin Lord is going to come out and have a quick conversation and now ceases as Antonio Anderson steps up to the plate.
Nizan might be, I hesitate to say this because we saw Yordani Monegro tear it up down here last year. From a pitching standpoint, we've seen some really, really impressive pitching. But from a bat standpoint, and I'll let you get the pitch in here to Antonio Anderson.
First pitch to Anderson. And he sees one low and outside on the breaking ball in the dirt. Count starts at 1-0.
From a bat standpoint, the maturity, the leadership, the looking the part, the acting the part, the big league feel of it, Nizan might be the most impressive prospect we've seen in Salem in quite some time.
1-0 from the bell, and he swings and smacks it into right center field. It's down for a base hit. Around third, Zanatello. He'll come in to score. RBI single, Antonio Anderson, and it's 2-0 in the fifth.
How about that? Going with the pitch right there. Fastball that just gets way too much of the plate over the middle, and he cranks it 97 off the bat into right center. Just a hair to his pull side. They're going to take that all day. And Antonio Anderson with his first hit of the day brings a run in. Sox up 2-0. Good vibes in Salem. Don't let the boys get hot.
Here's Brooks Brannan. From the right side, he's 1-for-2. First pitch, round the bell. A breaking ball that's in there for a strike, right at the knees. And the count starts at 0-1. Frankly, maybe a little bit surprised that the Fred Nats have stuck with Polanco at this point. There is somebody warming up in the Fred Nats bullpen.
I think they want to get him through the fifth at this point. Last out is his.
0-1, winds and fires. Swing, gonna miss. 0-2.
Brooks, 1-for-2 today. And just to put a ribbon on what I was saying about Nizan, like, yes, Blaise got hot towards the tail end.
Yes.
Roman Anthony, his advanced metrics were crazy, but folks, remember, he was only hitting the ball like 224 before leaving Salem.
0-2, winds and fires, and it just misses low and away. One ball, two strikes.
From a full package standpoint, nobody stands quite as tall as Nizan Zanatello.
No.
And it's early.
Looks the part here in Salem. 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball as Brooks K's for the second time today. But the Sox get a run. RBI single at the bat of Antonio Anderson. And it's 2-0 Salem as we move to the sixth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0 the Salem Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here on a gorgeous night in Southwest Virginia. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Michael Sansone toes the rubber now for Salem, and man, oh man, has this man been good for the Salem Red Sox, relieving Luis Cohen as he typically does, and his numbers have been phenomenal throughout the year. 2-3-4 to start the frame. Here's Elijah Green, first pitch, and he waves and tips it back to the screen. Count starts at 0-1. Michael Sansone, cut loose by the Tampa Bay Rays, ends up in the Boston Red Sox organization, and man, oh man, has he dealt. 4-1 record, 1.54 ERA, 10th appearance, 2 saves as well for the Salem Sox. Owen, breaking ball, just misses low and outside, evens up the count at 1-1. 2 saves, 35 innings pitched, 36 strikeouts, to just 4 walks for Michael Sansone. One ball, one strike. He winds and fires, and he swings and crushes it left center field. To his right, Nellie Taylor. He's there with plenty of room, and he makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Armando Cruz, the shortstop. So last time for Sansone, backing up Cohen. 4 2/3 of not only scoreless, but hitless baseball for the Red Sox in a loss to the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-0 defeat last Wednesday afternoon. First pitch to Cruz, and he swings and bounces it left side foul. Count starts at 0-1. So you go from the sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization to the 26th best prospect in the Nats organization. Cruz, the shortstop, is 1-for-2 with a single and a fielder's choice. 0-1, kicks and deals, wave and a miss, breaking ball to beauty, low and inside, no balls and 2 strikes. Final line for Luis Cohen. This tandem of Cohen and Sansone has been immaculate as of late. 5 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a walk for the right-hander out of Venezuela. 0-2. Long, long looking from Michael Sansone, and with 2 on the timer, he kicks and deals. He swings and pops it up right side of the infield. In foul ground, here's Encarnacion, and he makes the catch for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Pimentel, the first baseman.
Mikey Sansone, one of the most dependable arms you got out of the pen for the Sox. Makes you feel good. You give him the ball with the 2-0 lead. Produces 2 quick outs here in the 6th inning. It's high vibes right now. For the Sox.
Well, the Red Sox on top, 2-0 here at the top of the sixth. Cruising along with Sansone now on the bump. First pitch, and the lefty will deal a first pitch strike in her half on a fastball to knees, and the count starts at 0-1. Pimentel 0 for 2. Fly out and a bounce out. 273 on the season. 0-1. And he swings and nubs it. Third base side. Charging Anderson. He backhands, boots, throw to first. He's not in time.
Single?
Likely an infield single.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Tough play for Anderson charging in. He tried to backhand it. Bobbled it in the air. And before it hit the deck, barehanded it. Throw to first was not in time. And they're going to score that in E5, actually.
Those are the
Tony
most
Anderson.
Unfortunate if you're a pitcher, right? You give up a hit, but it's infield single. Such weak contact. And
oh, and they are going to score that in E5 on Antonio Anderson.
That's brutal. He
first
did bobble
pitch.
It.
First pitch, roundabout. And he swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Nothing in one. It's one of those goes either way. It's a tough play for Antonio Anderson because you're charging it. And you try it backhanded.
Yeah.
To your point, there still was the bobble. 0-1. He kicks and deals. And it misses low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. You could argue, should he backhand it cleanly, that's an out at first base. But it does go down as an E5 on Antonio Anderson. 1-1 to Quintana. And the lefty comes to the plate. And he swings and pops it up foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Royce Mark Quintana, 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Starting left fielder for the Fredericksburg Nationals. If you're Sansone, looking for the strikeout and the putaway pitch here. Pimentel off of first. Sammy Infante awaits on deck. And the 1-2. And he winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. A breaking ball and a beauty on the outer half as Quintana's down on strikes. Brooks throws down to first just in case to complete it. And that's how the inning comes to a close. We head to the home half of the 6th here in Salem. 2-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 6th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox with a 2-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals as it goes. The Red Sox 4-5-6 in the Salem order. Nelly Taylor, Braylon Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Mason Denungberg is the new pitcher on the bump for the Fred now. Says he'll face off against Taylor, who digs in from the left side. 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a strikeout. First pitch from the belt. And he takes one just on the outside corner of the plate for a strike. The count starts at nothing and one. Denungberg, a former first-round pick by the Washington Nationals in 2018. 0-1. And he swings and strokes it out to right center. To his left is Elijah Green on the run, trailing back. And he makes the play. No, he did make the play. Ranging up against the wall. Crashing up against it for out number one.
We need some binoculars up here. That wall at 402 feet away is quite out there. But, yeah, take another look on MILB TV. He tracks this thing down. That's just about as good of a center fielder play on the run as you'll see.
As he raises the glove above his head. And one up, one down, here's Fraley Encarnacion.
As Nelly Taylor rounded second, he put his lid up in the air as if to say,
tip of the cap. That's what gave it away, saying, oh, he caught the ball. Here's Encarnacion.
From one stud center fielder to another, he can appreciate it.
First pitch taken low and inside for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. So we mentioned Denungber, former first-round pick by the Nationals in 2018. 5-1, 1-0, wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. 3.99 ERA. This is appearance number 24 for the right-hander out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. 38 and a third innings pitched. 37 strikeouts so far this year. 1-1, misses low and outside. Moves the count to 2-1. Does have a save as well. Mentioned the 37 strikeouts to 24 walks. Third season, suiting up for the Fred Nets. 2-1, wave and a miss. Disgusting breaking ball low and in. And it evens up the count at 2-2. So Polanco's day is done, and it was a fairly good one for the right-hander for the Fred Nets. His final line on the day. 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, 6 strikeouts, and a walk. 2-2 from the belt. He swings and bounces it left side. One hop is Staley. He'll throw across the first, and it's in time for out number 2. 5-3 put out, and here's Marvin Alcantara.
Staley plays a nice third base over there. Got that. Throw on the run, the former Texas Longhorn.
Yes, sir. Texas Longhorn, indeed.
They just got a new coach like we were talking about.
Alcantara 2-for-2 on the deck. Homer and a single. First pitch from Denneberg, kicks and deals. And it's a first pitch fastball delivered for a strike on the outer half. The count starts at nothing and one.
The crazy thing to me is it's one thing to leave Texas A&M for Texas. Fine, I mean, that's crazy in itself.
0-1, wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and away. No balls, 2 strikes.
But yesterday, after losing in the College World Series final and being asked about it, he said, I moved away from my family to take the job at Texas A&M. Nothing could ever take me from Texas A&M.
0-2, misses low and outside. Check swing from Marv, and he did not go around, according to our field umpire. Who's the count to 1-2?
Said, I'll never leave Texas A&M. Texas A&M's my home. And then that night takes the job. I mean, you just can't do that. You can't fit.
Such a wild situation in college baseball. 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low and end. Evens up the count at 2-2. Andy Lugo's on deck just in case. 7 hits on the day for Salem. 3 for the Fred Nets. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And Denneberg comes to the plate. Breaking ball just misses low to away, and the count fills up.
You can coach talk it.
Yeah.
But to give your loyalty like that is a whole nother situation.
3-2, kicks and deals. Just misses low and outside. And there's ball 4. 2-out walk to Alcantara, and it brings up Andy Lugo, the left fielder. Lugo's 0-for-2. Pop up in the infield. Flew out to left. Home half of the 6 in Salem. Sox on top 2-0. 7 hits for the Red Sox. First pitch. Misses low and away. And the count starts at 1-0. 3 hits for the Fred Nets.
We got some.
I was going to say, there is a very energetic fan here in attendance here this evening.
Yeah, I shouldn't say some. It is one.
It is one.
Getting his money's worth.
1 ball, no strikes. And the throw to first as diving back and head first out. Contra will reset.
And this week, you'll probably see a handful of Nats fans, with the closest major league teams being Baltimore and naturally Washington.
1-0, runner off from first. It's a swing and a knifer down the third baseline. Foul, just barely. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it, the amount of people here in Southwest Virginia are Washington Nationals fans.
What do you think the split is between Orioles and Nats? About 50-50?
I would say there's a lot of Braves fans still in the area, too.
Yeah.
but I would say, from my experience, it's probably, if you want to split it between the three, 40% Nats, 1-1. He swings, bounces up the middle. To his left is Cruz. He gloves, flips to second, and there's out number three. Lugo retired on the fielder's choice. Into the seventh we go at Salem. 2-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here in game one of this six-game set. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. 6-7-8, it goes in the Fred Nats order. Sammy Infante, Jose Palmeiras, and Nate Ochoa, the designated hitter against the lefty Michael Sansone, on for his second inning of work. The Red Sox got one in the fourth. Marvin Alcantara's second homer of the season. And then an RBI single off the bat of Antonio Anderson made it a 2-0 game in the fifth. That's where we currently stand. Here's Infante from the right side, 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch from Michael Sansone as the lefty will wind and fire. Wave and a miss. Count starts at 0-1. Well, Infante, we started talking about his story earlier in the contest, a former 71st overall pick in the 2020 MLB draft by the Washington Nationals. 0-1. He swings and rips it into right center. To his left, Nellie Taylor. He's there and makes the head-eye catch for out number one. One up, one down. And here's Coleman Harris, the catcher. 0-for-2 day for him. Grounded into a double play and then lined out to the left fielder, Andy Lugo. Still just three hits on the day for the Fred Nats. Salem has seven. First pitch from Sansone. He winds and fires. A breaking ball that sails high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Well, we'll get to Infante more in just a little bit after he flies out on the second pitch he sees. But focusing on the Red Sox pitching so far today, 1-0, he swings and smacks it down the right field line, foul. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Luis Cohen got the start, was marvelous again. Five scoreless innings, and Michael Sansone, as it looks like, by the way, Coleman Harris broke his bat, and we'll get a new twin. Michael Sansone so far, an inning and a third of work. No hits, of course, no runs. A strikeout and no walks. And if you're Liam Carroll and company, this is probably the tandem you wanted to see today. Luis Cohen and then Michael Sansone. 1-1. Misses low at end, and it moves the count to 2-1. It's
kind of been on schedule, yeah. Right? This is kind of what you saw last Tuesday for the Sox. Sansone's been that first bullpen arm of the week, typically, as of late. And it's worked nicely.
Two balls and a strike. The lefty deals. Misses in the dirt. And it moves the count to 3-1. On the last time, these two worked together with Luis Cohen, Michael Sansone. That's all Salem needed. Now, it was a 2-0 loss for the Red Sox. But on the bump today, or that day, rather, Sox were dominant.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they ran into a buzzsaw on the other side, too.
Three balls and a strike, and he swings and tips it foul. First base side.
That runs full. That was one of those where you got to tip your cap. I mean, that was one of the – that was probably the most epic pitcher's duel we'll see all year.
Yes, absolutely. Nate Ochoa, the designated hitter, is on deck. Three balls, two strikes, one out. And Michael Sansone binds and fires. He swings and lifts into left. To his right, Andy Lugo has plenty of room and makes the catch for out number two. Two flyouts, and here's Ochoa, the DH.
All you got to do, soft contact, let your outfielders work.
1-for-2 day for Ochoa. Blew out, and he's single. That was back in the fifth. The 6'4 native of Canada. First pitch from Michael Sansone. And the lefty deals. He swings and bounces at left side. Zanatello on three hops. Gloves, throws across to first. And there's out number three. 3-on-3 down frame for Sansone. And it's stretch time in Salem as we move to the home after the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home after the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We're throwing t-shirts here at the yard. I hit one right on the money. The second one, I'm not going to lie, fell pretty well short on my end looking to my right. 2-0 the Sox on top of the Fred Nats, bottom of the seventh here in Salem. As the Red Sox look for the series opening victory here in Southwest VA.
I had some fellas in front of me saying, hey, we got a first timer. I'm looking around thinking I'm going to see a little kid. It's a grown man. And I said, nah,
and we'll see him tomorrow.
I'm throwing my shirts to the kids.
Well, 8-9-1 it goes in the Red Sox order. Albert Feliz, Stanley Tucker, and Zion Zanatello trying to increase their two-run lead. First pitch, righty on right, as he kicks and deals. And Big Al takes one low and outside on the fastball. Count starts at 1-0. New pitcher, by the way, on the bump for the Fred now. Says, Denumberg's day is done. 1-0, he swings and bounces it foul. Third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. Moses Diaz is the new pitcher on the bump for the Fred now. This is appearance number 20 for him. 3-1 record and a 2.34 ERA. 34 2/3 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts to 9 walks. 1-1, and Big Al takes it low and outside. Went breaking ball at the knees, and it moves the count to 2-1. So third pitcher for the Fred Nats is Diaz, stows the rubber. 0-for-2 day for Feliz, 2 strikeouts. 2-1, and he swings and cranks it into left. Quintana's right there and makes the catch for out number 1. I mean, on the screws for Big Al.
That's
right,
so
at Quintana.
On 110 off the bat.
Ah.
I mean, that's unfortunate.
Goes to the 9-hole for Stanley Tucker. 0-for-2 day for him. Fly out and a bounce out for the former Texas A&M Aggie. Diaz from the belt. Here's his first pitch. And he swings and pops it up foul down the right field line. No balls and a strike against Tucker. Before you turn the order back over to Nizan Zanatello, We mentioned third pitcher on the day for the Frednets. Polanco got the start. 0-1, and he swings and scolds it foul down the right field line. Moves the count to nothing and two. Polanco, 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. 6 strikeouts and a walk. Ready, Dinneberg came out of the pen. Scoreless inning for him. 0-2, and he swings and lines it right side. It's through for a base hit. Right on cue for Stanley Tucker, and the Red Sox are set up here in the seventh.
Good to see Stanley get one. He pokes it through the right side of the infield. And a guy that you root for so hard.
1-for-3 day now for Stanley. 8 hit on the day for Salem. And here's Nizan Zanitello now from the right side. 8th best prospect in the organization is 2-for-2 with a walk. First pitch and the throw to first instead is not in time. Head first slide back in there, Stanley Tucker. Nizan a walk in the first, a single in the third. A double that he lays down the left field line in the fifth. Starting to get things going once again. The average is up to 204. First pitch round the belt. And he swings and lines it down the right field line. It's fair for a base hit. Around second, Tucker. He pumps the brakes there. And Nizan Zanitello is 3-for-3 today. And the Red Sox, first and second, one down for Antonio Anderson.
Yeah, have a day, baby. This time he takes it the other way. That's, again, just going with the pitch, Carter. Fastball down and in. He's able to find it, hit it 92 off the bat the opposite way. And great piece of hitting by Nizan.
So it brings up Anderson now, and quite an opportunity for the Red Sox. First and second, one down, leading to Zip. Trying to add some insurance here in the seventh. Anderson, he's 1-for-3. A fly out, double play ball. And a single that came back in the fifth. 18th best prospect in the organization. First pitch round the belt. And he sees it low and inside. Count starts at 1-0. Brooks Brannon's on deck, so you're in a good spot of the Salem order. 9 hits for the Red Sox. 1-0. And he takes it low and in. 2 balls, no strikes. You do not want to walk the bases loaded if you're Diaz.
You know you're hitting the ball well today when, and you know you're loaded as well, when your top four, three of your top four, actually every one of your top four have a hit, and then 5 of the top 6 have a hit.
2-0, and he misses low and in. 3 balls, no strikes. This is turning into all sorts of a mess for the Fredericksburg Nationals. You walk Anderson, and the bases are going to be juiced.
6 of your 9 hits have come from your top four in the lineup.
Yes. 3-0. And he misses high and away, and there's ball 4. Back-to-back singles and a walk, and the bases are juiced with one down for Brooks Brannon. And here comes pitching coach Justin Lord. Going to come out and have a conversation with the righty Diaz.
Well, holds the high school record for most home runs in a season in the state of North Carolina. Now would be a good time for another one of those.
1-for-3 day for Brooks, a single and 2 strikeouts. The 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization is about to have the AB of the contest. Single in the first, a strikeout in the third, a strikeout in the fifth. Base hit here can make this a 4-0 game. Stanley Tucker's down at third after the single. At second is Zion Zanitello. Antonio Anderson dances off of first. Brooks Brannon hitting .333 to start his season in Salem in his fourth week of single A ball. 2 homers, 8 ribbies. First pitch from Diaz. And the righty deals. Breaking ball misses low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. After a 4-pitch walk to Anderson, he missed badly on that one. 1-0. And he kicks and deals. He swings and bounces it. Third base side. Staley on a hop. Throws to second for 1. On to first. It's a double play. For the second time today, the Red Sox ground into a DP with the bases loaded. And that is how the bottom of the seventh comes to a close. Man, oh man, Murphy Staley has been busy at third, and he turns another one there, 5-4-3, to end the threat. To the eighth we go in Salem, 2-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game one of this six-game set. Taking us the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties and hopefully finishing out a 2-0 victory. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. 2-0 would be nice. I wouldn't mind a little bit of insurance.
True.
On
yes.
top of it. But 2-0 your score right now as we head to the top of the eighth inning on a gorgeous Tuesday night. Salem as the sun continues to set behind the Roanoke Valley Mountains. From the right side, digging in, it goes 9-1-2 in the order. Christian Vaquero against the lefty southpaw Mikey Sansone out of the pen for the Sox. First pitch on the way. And he trickles a breaking ball on a bunt that is caught on a diving play by Brooks Brannan. One gone.
Well, Brooks Brannan behind the play. We talked about how athletic he can be, and that is an athletic play. Look at the replay on MILB TV. Trying to get something going is Fredericksburg, and Brannan has none of it. F2, and there's one down.
Top of the order, Murphy Staley is in from the right side. Former Texas Longhorn. Lefty on righty once again, one gone. Nobody on, top of the eighth. First pitch is a looping curveball on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing. One.
Murphy Staley has been. Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You got it. You got it, brother.
Has been great defensively today. Just needs the bat now for Fredericksburg to come around.
A one. He swings, lifts it, pops it up left side. Underneath it, the third baseman in Anderson. And he ranges into foul territory. Gathers for out number two.
Michael Sansone works quickly.
Yes, indeed he does. Already two gone. On just two pitches, here's Elijah Green stepping in from the right side. Sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization. He's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. Mikey Sansone is dealing. Lefty delivers. First pitch. Swing and a drive into the gap. Left center field. Underneath it, Nellie Taylor. Another diving catch for out number three. What can't this guy do? Red Sox hold on to a 2-0 lead. Take another look on MILB TV. Nellie Taylor Jr. putting together such an impressive defensive season in the outfield for the Red Sox. And it's all Salem. 2-0.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out? Hooter, 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 hooter.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth on a Tuesday night in Salem. Sox looking to win their first of this series. Move up to 3-1 in the second half and start 1-0 against the Fredericksburg Nationals this week here in Salem. Nellie Taylor Jr. gets us going. It goes 4-5-6 for the Sox. Taylor Jr., Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara. Moses Diaz in his second inning of work stands on the rubber. The righty against a lefty hitter in the first pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses below the knees on a fastball in the count 1-0 for Nellie Taylor Jr., who's got a base hit today in the first inning. He is 1-for-3 altogether with a strikeout and a flyout to center field. The 1-0. He swings, rips it down the right field line, and this is a fair ball by a half a foot. Nellie Taylor on his horse around first. Trouble in the corner. He wants more around second. Throw in is cut off. Stand up triple to lead it off in the eighth for Nellie Taylor Jr.
Nellie Taylor concluded the top of the eighth with a Sports Center top 10 worthy play out in left center. After Elijah Green robbed him, he robs Elijah Green. And then Taylor, a triple to lead off the frame down the right field line, and the Red Sox are more than set up here in the bottom of the eighth.
Nellie Taylor Jr., second in the league in doubles with 18 right behind Andy Lugo. He's got a triple. First pitch to Encarnacion, a breaking ball that misses down and in. 1-0. And Nellie Taylor Jr. has just become an extra base hit machine.
Yes.
This year, Carter.
Yes, he has. Absolutely.
1-0. Encarnacion laces it into left field. Down in front of Quintana for a base hit. Nellie Taylor scores with ease. RBI single, and the Sox are up 3-0 in the eighth.
There's your insurance run. Big time for Fraley. All of a sudden, now 11 hits on the day for the Red Sox. And Salem with a 3-0 lead now for Marvin Alcantara.
And nobody's been hotter than Marvin Alcantara, number 6 in white, from the right side in the last couple of weeks. Marv having himself a day. Runner off of first, nobody out the pitch. Pitch misses down, runner took off, throw down to second is high. A snag by Infante to keep it from getting into the outfield, but a stolen base for Fraley Encarnacion, and it puts a runner in scoring position for Marvin Alcantara. Marv with a homer, a base hit, and a walk already today. He's 2-for-2. Second homer of the season. 1-0 offering. He swings, drives it the opposite way, tailing foul into the seats, 1-1.
Well, and now if you can get a fourth run here. Obviously, the Red Sox with Michael Sansone, they're going to feel like they're in a pretty good situation. Nobody warming up in the Red Sox pen down the left field line.
One ball, one strike. Runner off a second. Diaz deals. Swing at a chopper. Left side. Charging ahead, it's Cruz. He bobbles it. Throw down a third. Not in time. Runners on the corners for the Sox here in the eighth.
Yeah, that is not a timely E6 on Armando Cruz. Now the infield probably going to have to draw in again. And Marvin Alcantara, or rather Andy Lugo. Now you just need a ball in the outfield.
And I believe we have a defensive substitution.
I was going to say the same thing.
That is, I want to say Marcus Brown. We're going to double check on that. But Cruz appears to be out of the ball game at shortstop. Here's Andy Lugo from the right side. First offering a sizzling fastball on the outer half. 1-0. This is the zone. 1-0.
The corners are now going to creep in. Middle infield will play back. They'll take the double play ball.
First and third. Nobody out. 3-0 lead in the eighth. 1-0 to Lugo. He swings. Broken bat. Slow roller up the middle. Brown charges ahead. Bare hand. Throw to first in time. Throw down to third. And they got him there. There's two. A run does score. But the bases are empty now. chaos in Salem. It's 4-0.
Well, you'll take the run, right?
Honestly, you'll take the run. You'll surrender to
You'll take the run, right? Because now all of a sudden you got a 4-0 game.
What a play by Marcus Brown.
What a play. Yes. Freshly in the game. I've seen a couple funky plays tonight. I go back to the, what was it, first inning where there was the infield single off the bat of Armando Cruz that rolled off the lip of the grass down the first base line.
That it has been a bizarre ball game across the board. Well, here's Big Al. Albert Felice, batting average of 1-2-3 on the dot. He struck out twice today. He's 0-3. Nobody on, two gone. 4-0 lead for the Sox. Two runs of insurance here in the bottom of the eighth. Righty on righty. Diaz delivers. Swing and a tipper back to the netting. Fed him a breaking ball high and tight. Snuffed it at one. He wanted the fence with that one.
Yes, he did.
As he always
Why
does.
Not? You're up 4-0, bottom of the
eighth. As he always does. Big Al's ready, waving the bat above his right shoulder. 0-1. He swings, hits it the other way, has a chance for a bloop single, and it does drop into right field for a knock. Two-out single, Albert Felice puts him up to 1-for-4. And, Carter, we were talking about it earlier, three of his last four hits were home runs, and you said, when's the last time he hit one and didn't have a home run? It was a double last series. Well, there's one.
Well, it's kind of two, right? After what he did the last at-bat, hit it 107, I want to say.
Yeah.
Off the bat, down the left field line, and it's caught by Quintana, right at him, and then a blooper down the right field line. And Big Al, love to see it.
First pitch to Tucker. Fastball run, tie it away, 1-0. Well, you got the bloop. Does Stanley Tucker have the blast in him? With two gone and a runner off of first here in the eighth. You feel comfortable with a 4-0 lead. Why not some more? 1-0 to Tucker. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Deflects off of Colmenares. And Big Al easily into second.
Look at Big Al move out there. Turning on the Jets out to second. I love Albert Feliz.
How could you not?
He's great.
I can see his smile from here. The pearly whites. From about 100 yards away right now. He's grinning ear to ear. Two balls, no strikes for Stanley Tucker, the pitch. He swings, hits it high, straightaway center field. Elijah Green stops, ranges in, and makes a head-high catch for out number three. Well, the Sox grab two in the bottom of the eighth. Couple runs of insurance. We go to the ninth. 4-0 lead for the Red Sox here in Salem on a Tuesday night. Looking for the final three outs. Looking to come away with a 1-0 start in the series. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
The top of the ninth on a Tuesday night in Salem, a 4-0 lead for the Red Sox, and they look to seal the deal and start 1-0 here in the six-game set against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Mikey Sansone remains on the hill. He came in the sixth inning, and he's pitched lights out ever since then, Carter. Faced the minimal in the seventh, faced the minimal in the eighth, faced just four in the sixth, and the one runner was aboard via the error. The southpaw has been dialed in, needs three more.
Oh, he's been phenomenal. Phenomenal so far. This would be, if he doesn't give up a hit in the ninth, disclaimer, it is not our responsibility if there's a base hit here.
Stephen Langdon giving words to us as we're talking on the air. What you got, man?
We're going to go with Luis Cohen as the player of the game. Do you want me to come down now or no? No? Okay. All right. It's a four-run game. I am confident in Michael Sansone's abilities on the bump.
All right.
Has not given up a base hit. By the way, it's not our fault if it happens, but has not given up a base hit in the last two outings. So hopefully that continues now.
Here's Marcus Brown from the left side. Comes in for Armando Cruz. First at-bat of the day. First pitch. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. At the knees, nothing and one. So Armando Cruz comes out of the ball game at short after a 1-for-3 outing. You hope everything's okay there. Because a lot of the time, they're not going to mess with your rest night, right? The 0-1, breaking ball down and away, 1-1. And Marcus Brown is a guy that you're expecting to play every night the rest of the series. So you hope everything's all good with Armando Cruz. One ball, one strike. Sansone delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball hammered up the middle on the ground. Scooped up on the run by Alcantara. Fire to first is in time for out number one. Nice play by Marvin Alcantara, making it look easy from second. There's one gone in the ninth. Brings up Brandon Pimentel. 0-for-3 day aboard with an error in the sixth. And E5, just a play kind of booted by Antonio Anderson. Let him get on. Nothing came of it for the 272 hitter. First pitch on the way. And a fastball misses low. The count now 1-0. Best batting average on the team, and honestly surprised that he didn't register a hit today. The Sox out hitting the Fred Nats 12-3. Pure dominance. The 1-0. Fastball. This is cranked right side, and it's down in front of Tucker for a base hit. One out single. Right on cue for Brendan Pimentel. Now, he's a guy that can rake, no doubt about that. Hit over 400 in his last year at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. And it brings up Raysmar Quintana from the right side. He's 1-for-3. Lefty on righty, the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him out in front of that curveball high and away. Nothing at one. Quintana, 260 hitter. Base hit in the second. He's struck out twice since. Second time around against Sansone. 0-1. Fastball spiked in the dirt. Blocked by Brandon. Evens it up. A ball and a strike. Runner off of second. Top of the ninth. One gone. 4-0 lead for the Red Sox. Looking to start the series 1-0. Looking to make it 3-1 in the second half of 2024. 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Got him high, 1-2. Sansone is dialed. Surrender just one hit thus far today. It came to Brandon Pimentel moments ago. Man, the Red Sox win tonight, guys. This is really starting to spark something here. 1-2 to Quintana. Breaking ball lifted back to the netting. He stays alive at 1-2. Not only that, remember, tonight scratch from the lineup. Seventh best prospect in the Red Sox organization was ready to make his single-A debut here in Salem. Yoelin Cespedes will have to wait one more night. 1-2. Breaking ball, chopped slowly left side. Scooped up on the run by Zanatello. Tossed to second there. Fire to first. Not in time. They were looking for the game-ending double play. And legging it out is Raysmar Quintana. Two gone. They get the leading runner in Pimentel at second. Fielder's choice for Quintana. And down to their final out, it's the six-hole hitting second baseman, Sammy Infante, from the right side. He's 0-for-3. Pair of fly outs and a pop out to the shortstop in Zanatello. Taps his bat on home plate. The righty digs in. Points the bat towards the pitcher and raises it above his right shoulder. First offering. He swings, laces it right side. It's carrying towards the line, and it's down. A fair ball into the far corner. Quintana waved around third. He will come in, throw home. Brandon catches it head high, tags him out at the plate. Game over. Cue up dirty water. The Red Sox win it. And they start the series hot. They're 3-1 in the second half, 1-0 against Fredericksburg. Tucker to Alcantara, to Brandon at the plate. Ball game over. What a way to start. And it keeps the shutout intact. 4-0, the final score. What a way to start the series here in Salem. A cannon from Alcantara. Brandon showing off his athleticism to go up high for that one. And the play at the plate ended the ball game. That was a fun one tonight, I'll tell you that. 12 hits for the Sox, 5 hits for the Nationals. 4-0 win, each team with an error. Winning pitcher tonight for the Red Sox, Luis Cohen. After 5 innings of work, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Sansone was lights out on the pen as well. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 strikeout, didn't give up a single run. Combined shutout between the two, and the Red Sox rake for 12 hits and 4 runs. Nizan Zanatello cooked at the top of the order, a 3-for-3 outing with a walk and a double. What a good night. For everybody that makes the magic happen behind the scenes, our video production assistant, Will Howell, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner, as always, Carter Hill. 4-0, the Red Sox win it. I'm Giovanni Eder saying so long and good night from Salem. We'll see you tomorrow, 6:40 pregame, 7:05, first pitch on MILB TV.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.